I went to breakfast yesterday at a restaurant on the north side, and I told a good friend that I was with that just being there this close brought back memories that I hadn't had in a long time. It was Wednesday after Thanksgiving, about 1964, as best I can recall the date. I was working in what we now call CSI at the time, and I was called to an old house that had been made into a duplex. The call came in from neighbors who hadn't seen the family out and about since sometime before Thanksgiving. We were there. We could see two little boys that were flitting around, and finally got them to open the door and let us in. There was a living room that opened into what had probably been the dining room before the house was converted to a duplex. It was now a bedroom, and in that bedroom was Daddy and Mommy and a three-month-old baby who had died from carbon monoxide poisoning probably overnight, Wednesday night, Thursday morning before Thanksgiving. We set that time by the fact that they hadn't been seen, and second, there was a turkey that had been frozen on the drain board beside the counter. In the bathroom, there was an old cast iron tub with a rubber stopper. It was full of water, and another little boy was floating around in there face down.
You know, you can see one thing like that, and you try to repress those memories, and they come back like they were yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, that was in 64?
Probably 64.
That's what you said, and here it is obviously affecting you today.
Oh, yeah. We were concerned about the reason that the children survived and the parents and the infant in bed with them did not survive. The cause of death was carbon monoxide poisoning, and in the front room of the house, which is where the boys stayed, there was an open gas heater. Later, it proved to be the source of carbon monoxide poisoning, but even that didn't explain why they didn't succumb to the poisoning. The windows in that front room and the door were so loose and aged that there was a lot of fresh airflow from the outside. And since that was the boys' room, they didn't go into the rest of the house except probably for food or water. They were out of the carbon monoxide environment and survived. The kitchen counter was covered with debris from cereal boxes, and there was a broken glass. These kids had apparently tried to wake Mommy and couldn't, tried to wake Daddy and couldn't. They'd lived on cereal and water, and one kid, the stopper had no doubt inadvertently been put in place, and the water was still running very slowly. I can't imagine the slow death that kid suffered.
Well, thank you, and that brings reality of what you guys do, and we need to hear those stories. So again, thank you so much for giving us your time for telling these stories.
Thank you. I think it's a great thing you're doing, not just because of this, but the Voices of Oklahoma is a great concept to put forward, and the people that you have that you've interviewed and plan to interview is really impressive.
Yeah.
And I know I've said this before, but I can't listen to the morning radio anymore. I mean, I've tried. It just doesn't matter which station it is. I don't want, it doesn't work. It's not happening. That's a real tragedy.
I think the radio, they've lost their soul and become utilities is what they're doing. They're feeding information, and that's basically it. There's not the soul that we had. Yeah. I always had this sweet spot because I was there for 30 years. When our first game, I had 10 minutes of news on the hour, 5 minutes on the bottom of the hour, and it was up to me to fill in the rest of it. Well, that's how we got involved in the community and did interviews and raised money and did all those sorts of things, which they can't do right now.
Yeah, it's a shame because there's a huge void.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know if anybody can come back and do that. You probably have to do it with somebody who has deep pockets and they don't care if they make any money or anything. You know, and it could catch on and it may not catch on. You don't know.
Well, you attracted sponsors.
Oh, we did then, but that was the prime time. But if you tried to come back now to do it again, could you do it? I don't know.
It seems to me that the television news people have just gone completely bonkers and they don't fulfill the mission at all. Instead of reporting news, they interpret the news and they put their own personal or organizational spin on the news. I took a couple of journalism courses. I wanted to learn to write reports, and I took some journalism courses just to understand what was going on. One of the instructors was then a working reporter. The whole point was to tell the story as it was, support the facts, be prepared to defend the story. I don't think that happens today.
No, it has changed. There's no question about that.
Well, us old-timers look back at the good old days, and then we talk to the rookies and realize that they'll be as old as we were, and these days will be their good old days.
That's right. If they're lucky, they can get to be our age.
Oh. Yeah.